tarīn dhikāi khachīn gopā nūrī yu sī tīngiān dhī gu dhī mā pāṅ dhī yāpū chī chū chū mā sūn dhī tā tarī mā pāṅ dhī yāng rū chī kīyā yīn o tāndā yīn chā chī tāndā dhī khī gā kārī rī gopā nūrī tīngiān dhū chī ān dhū nā bī chū kī pā sū dhā wā tā kārī chī kū rī sī nā sū sū gu chī chī tā mā mā rī pā sī ngā chī yā rī tā lō ngā ngā lā bī chī कारे की मैं बाजू करी ना तुनि तो भी खेरो की मैं बाजू करी तुनि तो भी खेरो कंडा चीन आज सेंगे झीली छाने खेरो वो ते गेजरे तो जो आला ने सेंगे तंग मैं ना चीरे अरे तेजाने तंदा तुनि तो भी खेरो तेजकाने कार्यरेस न जू हिपा दामेन दिजे सुगु न ने तांग अंजुग दिजे जुदन देरे अनि हिपा सिंग दे त जो देरे त सेन दे हिपा म सेन दे त न हिपा जे न ति छकी जे के मा दतान दे जी दि सिंग हिगरे मत
So last week, we talked about the stages of meditations. We went through the meditations, but we really haven't gone through the, proper sequence of preparing oneself to engaging in proper meditations. So today, what I will do is, I'll try to lay out all those outlines in a proper sequence of practicing samadhi, or in other words, tingyajin, and the practicing tranquil abiding, or the calm abiding, the practice of calm abiding, or shinya, or the shamatha. And so the reason for, to know about shamatha, the practice of shamatha, is important. It's important because our main purpose of engaging in the practice of the Dharma, including meditation and so on, is to eradicate those root cause of our delusions or the mental afflictions, which is the ignorance or the abhidhya. And it is in order to tackle this root cause of our delusions, we need to engage in the intensive meditations to to accomplish wisdom that understands the reality of actual nature of reality. So then, in order to meditate, in order to engage in meditation effectively, then we need to know the process of mind and the divisions of the mind and mental factors. Without knowing that mind and mental factors, we will not be able to accomplish or to cultivate the wisdom that understands the actual nature of reality. So speaking about mind, here in the Buddhist classical text that we find, the entire phenomena are encapsulated within the three categories, regardless of matter or the abstract entity or something that is really subtle or the gross, the spectrum of phenomena are actually encapsulated within the three categories. The three categories, the first is known as the form, is the physical form, and then one is the consciousness, shepa, which is consciousness, and then daminduji, which is neither form nor consciousness. The phenomena, neither form nor consciousness. It is also known as uncompounded phenomena as well. So entire phenomena are encapsulated within those three categories. And there's no such phenomena that is not included within those three categories. So out of those three categories, today, when it comes to the practice of meditation or shamatha practice, we will be speaking about the second one, which is the consciousness. We'll talk more about consciousness or awareness. So the process of practicing the Dharma, you know, really begins from meditations. You know, it requires meditations because we need to develop our mind, transform one's mind through meditations, through a sustained period of meditations. It is only through these meditations one will be able to transform one's mind, you know, change one, bringing about a change within our emotion and hearts, sustaining one's practice of meditation for months, years, and so on and so forth.
Oh, then I is a tap go on the thing in the good direction. I'm going to take the good machine with that tumble or some tap going up to Jordan tumble. And the lama la may be danga to do chi to chi inchi. They are me pala as a tammy pass here. The tama keep on the tonic hero. They are me pala chin. The gods only is that thing a gogon and tumble to do and do the attorney he good. Then me pala got on. Gazanji, अनि जीवांस ने चीन गोपास ने ची लो नी गरे अ तिनी के चेंज के ची के ची तपार उन जुकुन जुकुन ची तुनी रब करीज की लो गुना ला ती कुन लो गुने रे ने लो दला तेतें या सोता जुगुरे तपार दल जीवांस ने सें किडा रान ना गोपास ने मुझे वो यह किडा खिवाजी ची ने जीवांस ने मुझे वो तिनी के पा पा के की ची ने
So just now there are the nine outlines of practicing shamatha. Which those are the nine outlines he refers to. It is, in other words, it is the nine stages of the mental practice. Those are the prerequisites for meditation on shamatha or the kama abiding. And out of nine, the first is setting one's mind. It's also called setting one's mind. It is dangbo, same jokba, which means the setting one's mind, mental setting. In other words, you could also say the fixing one's mind. And this is achieved by the power of studying with your guru, or the listening to the guru's instructions, or the visualizations that's instructed by the gurus. And however, you are only evoking the visualization at this stage. It does not say it's not. It does not stay your. You know. It does not say that on a stay, and you cannot actually maintain this meditation longer period of time. Because it's just through listening to, it's just mere, you're listening to your guru and following the instructions. That doesn't mean at that moment you will be able to persist your meditations. You know, fixing your mind with this chosen object of meditation for a longer period of time, you're not able to do that. Because at the first moment, what happens is, because our minds is very much remain under the power of two obstacles. Two obstacles he refers to the mental laxity and the mental excitement. So those are the two main obstacles that refrain us from engaging in the practice of meditation. It prevents us from engaging in the chosen object, single-pointedly. So therefore, in the first, we listen to the teachings of the Dharma, listen to the instructions of the Guru, and follow the instructions, whatever the visualizations, the instructions of the visualization that's given by the Guru, one tries to follow that and try to memorize that. That is what the first setting, the mental setting. So it says, it says at this point, through the power of the minds, your mental process of conceptual and analytical thinking, you can detect that you are under the power of a lack of focus and excitement. You feel that your conceptual thoughts have increased, but in fact, these thoughts have not increased. You have only had insight of gaining some acquaintances with the conceptual thoughts, it says. So what this really means, normally, we are not very aware of how those conceptual thoughts are occurring within our minds and our thoughts and emotions. We're kind of let them roam within our heart, you know, freely, and giving them an opportunity. And in other words, we're embracing them. And so we're not really detecting them and then try to tackle them. So at this point, what we are doing is through listening of the teachings of the teachings from one's guru and following the instructions of the visualizations, we're kind of actually detecting those negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, attachment, and so on and so forth. So then at this point, when we are able to identify all those negative thoughts and emotions, then there's a chances that we may feel that our conceptual thoughts are increasing. In fact, it is not that your conceptual thoughts are increasing, but rather you are able to detecting them. You're able to detect them, you know, for those negative thoughts and emotions. You're able to identify them. So this is the first stage, you know, through listening of the teachings, instructions, identify negative thoughts and emotions.
Not to 나도 니세이 나 중그리 에세리 데 가르레스 데 삼비 도진 두바리 에세리 다 데드 야군 조운디는 근데 되게 제 거를 나도 얘기 마테드 켄도그리 에세 다 군샤데 네 거를 나도 야지 지 거를 나도 지 나 나도 오나도 나도 가르세그리
노트
Nepali, you are the journey, Yiji, yes, Sumbat, whatever. Yiji was
Nibadre. The second is the second mental setting is Gundu Chokpa in the Tibetan term. Gundu Chokpa means a continual setting. It's continual setting also for. Fixation with some continuity, in other words. So, so this is after you have gone through the first stage, which is listening to the instructions, and then following the instructions of the visualizations of the instruction given by the guru, and detecting those negative thoughts and emotion, conceptual thoughts, and so on and so forth. One then, it says, after meditating in this way, you are able to evoke the image and can even make it persist a while, for example, it can persist like when you can meditate for about a time, take, say, a rosary of the mani, one round of Om Mani Padme Hum, without distracting your mind. Because previously, you are not able to actually even to the one round of malas of reciting mantras such as Om Mani Padme Hum without distracting one's mind. But now that when it comes to the second, which is the fixation with the some continuity, you are able to maintain your meditations without any distractions. While reciting the mantras, one round of mantras of Om Mani Padme Hum, the one mala, the round of mala of the Om Mani Padme Hum, and so on. So without any distracted, and then without being distracted. At this point in your conceptual thoughts are sometimes like a peaceful, and sometimes they developed. And this is the insight into what it's like to be called of conceptual thinkings. This state is achieved through the power of contemplations. And so both these first two mental states have great deal of dullness and excitement, and the image does not remain for long. And at this time, you're using the first of four mental processes and forced fixations, but your distraction lasted longer than the image
persist. Sumbani, Gitabu Hila, Hemba Joba, the Guru Langanjuba, Hemba Jam to my Tiki to the Guru Lamba Joba Gansri. Jan to be easy, get eating, send me bali. You are tater hennies, Hami Tella, Lita and Jubala, sees, and the Dan Hamanilla, you are yearning 2 years. Then a Timby Toddy, Chippy Tin, as soon as that. tanda tegari, tate de chiya kuro lupa lhenpa jwa na ki mipa de khe ni yangju mipa rangja bhagat kwa re esi tina tina jinsari.
So that the third stage is called, it's a patch-like setting, patch. In other words, you could also say patchy fixation. This is, you are just patching the clothes, a piece of clothes on the material, right? That's called a patch-like meditation, also patch-like setting. It is called patch-like setting because at this state, so this state is like a garment with a patch on the material. Like through the image basically persists, in other words. You're already able to persist the image, you know, meditation, object of meditations. And so you are actually, you know, reminding it again and again. And it's like a patching on the image. And it says, through the image basically persists. The mind become distracted from the visualizations, but you are immediately aware of this and patch up your fixation on the meditation, object of meditations. And the duration of your distraction is shorter than in the previous two stages, in the previous two states. At this stage, you are developing a more powerful mindfulness, in other words, memory. This is the third.
Ta yepa ne tembi khuchin de jeni sire mi ten la ju ba de tremba ya khuchir de jeni mi ten se no rang yu de da chi ki gro wa rang mi ba yu de mi ten la ju ba de sire de ni mi ten o ko me se yi ku mi ten shu ge ma de ta ki tang ba de ga ra mi ya de ga ra ju ge ri ko me se yi hama sun ni chi khu bi hama sun ya de de time do ro chi khu bi sire
The fourth is a closed setting. It is Nyer Joba in the Tibetan, which is the closed setting. So in other words, your mind is becoming, it's actually developing, you know, better and better. Your mind is becoming better and better. So now it's called the Nyewar Jokpa, which means the closed setting. And you have developed the powerful mindfulness. And you can fix your mind on the meditation, object of meditation. So from now on, it is impossible for you to lose the object of meditations. You will be able to, you know, or sustain your meditation by focusing your mind on the object of meditations. And so this state is far more, you know, forceful than the previous three stages of the meditations. Your meditation becomes more forceful. And just as just the same, while all this is happening, you fell prey to, again, you know, a strongest form of dullness. So you will again, at this point, you have to be very careful is, you have to be very careful that not letting your mind is again, attacked by this mental dullness. You know, there's a dullness, there's no gross form of dullness and the subtle form of dullness. We may not be able to understand at the point of one's meditation, dullness is occurring, but you're actually attacked by the dullness. So you become a prey of the dullness. So you have to be very careful with that. And this you are going to be going. But there's so much on the other stronger form of dullness. It's a stronger form of, you know, mental laxity and excitement, both. You might become a prey. You know, there is a possibility that the stronger form of dullness and mental laxity and excitement, in a possibility of attack, you get attacked by those two obscurations, and you must apply antidotes to those two. Both the third and the fourth mental states are achieved through the power of mindfulness. But from now on, the memory is like the man at the height of his power, for the power of memory has been perfected. At that time, if you're able to detect the dullness, mental laxity, and the excitements, and having detected those two obscurations, laxity and excitements, and then you're actually preparing yourself. Not only that you're preparing, but you're actually applying, able to apply the antidote towards those two obscurations, laxity and excitements, mental excitements. Then at this moment, it is your power of memory, power of mindfulness has been perfected. This is the fourth stage. Long, so she was a So the fifth, it is Dorjeba, which is the Dorjeba. It's also disciplining. It is control setting, in other words. In other words, becoming your mind disciplined. Dorjeva. So in here it's in the fourth state, the mind is overly knotted up inside, right? And now at the fifth, the greatest danger is from the subtle dullness again. We talked earlier that when you talk about the dullness, and mental excitement, there are two levels, subtle mental dullness and the gross level of mental dullness, and subtle level of mental excitement and then gross level of mental excitement. So here, at this fifth stage, there's a danger. The danger is from the subtle mental dullness. You know, you might get attacked by the subtle mental dullness. So here you develop a powerful vigilance. In other words, mental introspection, or be aware of it. Awareness, develop a strong awareness. And then vigilance stands on guard. And then you think this is the quality of the single-pointed concentration. And it is boasts up your mind. It boasts up your mind. And in other words, it lifts up your mind, uplift your mind by reflecting one's mind upon the single-pointedness, in other words, samadhi, the qualities of the samadhi. So when you are able to reflect your mind upon the qualities of the samadhi, if I were to able to achieve this samadhi, and this is the quality of my mind will be, and so on and so forth. By reflecting upon this quality, your mind will be uplifted. So the difference between the fourth and the fifth state is that only that the former has a cross dullness and excitement. So different the stages of the fifth stage and the fourth stages are, in the fourth stages, you are in danger of getting attacked by the gross level of mental dullness and mental, excitement. So whereas in the fifth stage, you're no longer in the vulnerable situation of getting attacked by the gross level of, mental dullness and excitement, but rather you're in danger of by getting attacked by the subtle level of, mental dullness and excitement, mental laxity or the excitement. Let's go.
Yeah. Tanda saji trupa de ta khewa chiba de sin ta gi tesin me gi ta go go no ni khewa chiba de sin saji trupa de
trupa de shon
te nga pi ko so khewa chiba se ta go ba ni ting ne go go no me de khri khewa chiba se de ta trupa ne se ko chu khewa chiba nga pi ko so sin zi tue tai chen ji nga pi ko so sin de ta ya khi bu ji ya khi da ji tue sha na chen ji si And then the Gupa Tamo Nichi, Gupa de la Taro Nichi, Gupa Tamo de Nichi, Gupa de la Tamo is a rabbit in the Gupa Tamo de Injilo Konoji in Bala Guntong Chepachil de Chipakogurin. Say Hidaya Gunjo, Saint Hida, Dinchon, and Gupa Rapachi, and there the man who's wounded in Gupa Tamochi. Then the Mumbai sent the Nipa Mumbai sent it. That Gunjo, the thing is changing, and the Gundia. Mipachi manju ni mene mamanda maso soba sonda diri te jiwan te gupa le jumo ju takin da bodin higen de ya to che ju to din che te sir gupa thamo la chen do ta ni go gu sir でしょ。お家がさ。うん。まあ、お前、どんぼばで ငါပတ်တဲ့တန်တဲ့လင်မန်တာအန်ဒီကိုဆိုကြင်ဝါထမှုတဲ့တန်နေချီတဲ့ခိတယုံကိုရဲဒေဂုံတို့ကြင်ဝါထမှုနေချီချေရဲစရဲငါပတ်တဲ့ကြင်ဝါထမှုတဲ့တန်တာဝင်နေတဲ့ကြင်ဝါထမှုတို့နေချီချေရဲစရဲငါပတ်တဲ့တူပန်တဲ့နီစင်ဟီရင်ကြီးတော့ကျင်တူချင်းစင်ဟီရင်စင်တဲ့မမတော်မှာစောပါစတဲ့ကြင်ဝါလေးကိုဂပလေးကိုမတတ်ခင်တဲ့ကြီးရဲစင်တော့ငါပတ်တဲ့တူပန်နီနီ
So here the sixth stage, it is your jaba, it's the pacification. It is pacification, or it's becoming pacified, in other words. The literal translation is pacification. Shurjava. And so in the fifth state, the mind has been afflicted rather too much. And under these circumstances, the greatest danger now is from the subtle excitement again. If one's mind is too uplifted, and you might be get attacked by the subtle excitement, which is very, it is very hard for us to know that this excitement is really still there, and it becomes a really impediment for one's, sustenance of one's meditation, because the subtle, the obscurations and obstacles are very hard to detect. So then when subtle excitement arises, you develop a more powerful form of vigilance. You have to remain very vigilant when you are able to, when you notice there's a subtle, the excitement is attacking you. So powerful vigilance in order to detect it, because the vigilance, or you could also say mental introspection. It actually acts as an undercover, detective. You have to just look at it and make sure that whenever those two obscurations occur, then you just try to apply those vigilance. Very powerful vigilance to detect it. So you analyze the damage this subtle excitement does to you and want to prevent it from occurring anymore. So this subtle excitement is a really jeopardy for one's meditations. It jeopardizes one's meditations. So therefore, one must be very vigilant about that. And whenever this, the subtle excitement is taking place within your heart and mind, and one try to apply a very strong antidote towards that is a perfect vigilant. You have to be very, very vigilant about that. Then the difference between this state and the fifth is the subtle dullness. It's not the main danger here, but both the fifth and sixth achieved through the power of vigilance. At this point, the power of vigilance has been perfected. If you're able to, you know, maintain the strength of your vigilance without not letting yourself, your meditation, go under the control of the subtle, you know, excitement, then at this point, the power of vigilance has been perfected. This is the sixth stage. So the seventh stage, now the seventh stage is number shura jeva, in other words, which means the thorough pacification. So here, in the seventh state, it is very difficult to develop a dullness or the excitement because the power of your vigilance has been perfected, right? And you develop the power of perseverance at this point. And for you, wish to abandon dullness and excitement as much as possible because you have looked into the damage that they cause. You already know, but still, although your power of perseverance is developed at this point, and your vigilance is perfected, but you still have to engage in the practice. You still have to make an effort to overcome or to abandon this two obscurations, because you know if those two occurs and how much the damage they may do in your meditations. That the difference between the sixth and the seventh state is this, in the sixth, you must be a very way, a worry about of the danger of falling prey to the subtle dullness and excitement. But this is not the case with the seventh. So you are no longer actually in the danger of being attacked by the subtle dullness and, you know, subtle mental laxity and excitements. And at this stage, there is no danger from the subtle dullness or those excitements. So all the same, you must make an effort. Still, you might make an effort to engage in the practice, to overcome or to abandon those mental dullness and subtleness. But still, one must maintain one's vigilant about those mental dullness and excitements. So all the time, then he says, you must make an effort in the techniques to abandon both of them. In other words, the both of them he refers to mental dullness and excitements. So in the fifth and sixth stage, you should have been worried about the harm, you know, the excitement could do to you. But now, at this seventh, your perseverance are able to you know, put a stop to excitement or the dullness. Whenever they occur, they cannot then interrupt you for a long period of time. So the five mental states, you know, starting with the number three and going up to the number seven, are single-pointed concentration for the most part, interrupted by the excitement and dullness. At this stage, the mental process is that of interrupted fixations. In other words, you will no longer be interrupted by those mental dullness at the stage of once you have completed the seventh stage.
Andere GP kosam terwa thomba ne po denji ji se thomba ne po de jamba ta jamba se ne denji ji jua chung ji den ni se ne na ten ji ri ne tambo ya ta ki da gu ya chang cha du le ne pi tin te o ne ki da ki de mo gu那爹爹啊,家人都在那,今晚那个把,这样没几把,那应接吧。你比过去呢,他妈,你不,点心,就,就,点心。那天几人了,那今晚那个把用这个马的心。那几人,今个他们也没比我大的,今个他们也没比意思。他们就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就,就, denpa tangse to nga gen ya de ban de da ding yan de gong de ten 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 de ji wan de ge ban ni xi ko de na ji wan ge ban ji ge mo de ge ko nga gi nya pa tangse ne to do pa nya pa te se jing gu ji ji ri to ling yin nya pa yin bi ji wan de ge ban ni da ta de ban na ba de da de ma su na ko de de ma gen ni An tingan zi kuno yaa te hu chirin duwa ni jingwaan gupa jie mo tu zi ta kuma ni. Nyangba yinbi yi siri. Jie pa nyangba yinbi yi siri. Jie pa ni zung wu zi. An zi ne jie pa ni zung. Higien ji jiwa ten me gu su wu siri. Higien ki tina jiwa ten higien ki tina jingwaan du gupa liya ju ma ju ta tanda chin jiwa jie gu mo zi. Jiwa ten me gu su wu si. An si ne jie pa ni kuwan dhiri jiwa chung si ten ni si ri. Tuan jin rin do. An ni jin gu sung ji pa do jie me ni bi si ri. Bi me ni bi jie pa ma ban ju bi ten yin di ji go yin si ri. An si ne dung pa dang ji bi zi lu ji do jin lu si. An di sung an dhira si.
So eighth stage, the practice of mental stage. This is it is called Tsechik Du Jeba. Tsechik Du Jeba, which means single-pointed setting. And it's becoming very single-pointed to your meditations. Tsechik Du Jeba is a stage. So it says that the first you apply the antidote of memory, right, to mindfulness. And although this involved a slight effort, you are then able to pursue the whole length of the meditation session without the slightest excitement or the laxity or the dullness, mental dullness. Here is in the illustration to show that show what happens in the later mental stage. At the first, your enemy is very powerful, and then the sum of the strength of his or her strength is declined. The enemy's power is declined. And his power, his or her power has left him completely. So this is how the power of excitement and mental dullness is declined. By the eighth stage, you do not have to put effort in the application of the vigilance. After the slight initial effort during the eighth mental state, the whole session is not interrupted by the dullness and excitements, and so on. So thus the mental process at this stage is that of single-pointed fixation or the single-pointed settings. So the seventh and the eighth are achieved through the power of perseverance. Those two stages of the mental stage, the seventh and eighth, are achieved through the power of perseverance.
Da gopa ne je da se ne gopa tama tama je gopa ne je be je da de yi ju ba de da de ne ju jong kira ji mo da chang chang lu ge je ju ba de se ri de ya ji bi ko yang yang di ba la tin ni ji bi ko jong de lo yu dan lo ni de ba yang yang di ba la tin ni de be je me bi je he ji ru bi yin bi se ji wa chung ji chang me ge ba je de jin lu kira kita gumari tindu gumari chon chon ji cha me gu pa sin khan de chang wa gen se dang lang ze khan de de ban de ta ka de ne ji la ma ji ka de ne de ba ji de chang chang de ne de ne ko san to mo gi ma sin de tu ko de na ki tam da gu de la ko pa yi ko so la ne gu jo ne pa chang ne pa ta ra na pa ne gu ka de ne tu ke de ri cha ri ye ji ren chon ji chang me gu pa sin khan de chang wa ki gi de ban de ba ta Sandin Tambu sent the good. Then do we mean by la, send the Sandin Tambu. Sandin Tambu, how you send the Hiawada, which you send the Rapas on the child. I think the Saint Rapas Hiawada in the days, and you didn't be saying by Saint Hiawan. And then the Saint GB Kenny Gitan by Kenny Numa days, Kenny Numa Sandin Tambu, you are saying it, the negative Saint Dio Sandro. yinbiis. Gopa tes yungsu dhimbi tawji duu siri. Tsan sinne gopa diri ta?
The ninth stage is the nyambar joba, which is the ninth stage, which means the equal setting. In other words, and the literal translation for that is the fixed absorption. You're able to fix your absorption, or fixed absorption. So that this, the ninth stage, which is the equal setting or the fixed absorption, is effortless. It becomes effortless. You don't have to really, once you have completed, you have perfected the above eight stages, eight mental stages of calm abiding, and then when you come to the point of meditation on this ninth stage, and you don't really have to put a lot of efforts on it, it becomes effortless, and your meditation becomes very spontaneous, very natural to you. So it's only if you're able to perfect it that, above eight stages. So you spontaneously achieve this effortless by repeated cultivation of familiarity with the eight stage, it says. And then you need not exert the slight efforts to slip into the single-pointed concentration. Just as a person who is good reciting verses can start a familiar passage. It's like if you have actually memorized some verses very thoroughly, so you don't really have to put effort onto it. It's just, well, as soon as you start from the beginning of the stanzas, you will be able to complete without any efforts, right? It just comes one after another. This is how this meditation will become so familiar with oneself. So this stage occurs, this stage corresponds to the single-pointed mental quiescence of the desire realms. It says the desire realms. So the ninth stage is achieved through the power of a complete familiarity with the object of chosen object of meditations. So here, at this point, the ninth stage of the mind is called the single-pointed mental quiescence of the desire realms, which means you haven't still achieved the genuine or the authentic sort of calm abiding or the tranquil shamatha. Well, because in order to achieve the shamatha, one must achieve samdhan dangbu sim, which means the first meditative concentration, the mind of first meditative concentration that belongs to the heightened realms, the God realms. So there are three categories of the beings, beings who are in the form realms, beings who are in the formless realms, beings who are in the desire realms. So in order to achieve shamatha, one must achieve the mental state of first meditative concentrations.
Tengi jeba de makin kizun.
Ta guba sasken.
Tengi jeba de ngi kizun.
Kebe shes.
Kizun ale. Hadire. Ta guba ro. Wadir ta na jine dingen ne de go go se de ki gu atari. Ne sen ta na tandan de sen ta zukan se zume kon sen gin tanda ke de sen ri. Sen de ri. Tanda yinzi, tanda nganzu gung jo semundi, tang sen de ya zo cho tong guri. Nganzu chitang ni kuwa li tepi tapa to, san ji, kari chi na, sen de ya zo cho tong, sen gung lo guri ma to chi gi, sen lo tong yo ma ri. Nga sen de ya, hanzo tanda ji pa to le sen de kanga, ya ten, ma ten, pa ten, su de chi, himbo chi di ma ne to go ma ro wa, chi di ne ma to le, ni tu ni tang, अने देंगे में तादो चूड़ू ऐसे बतो उन्हें पैदल पंजेरिंग बु ने ठोक गुरे मातो तंदा चापला जी 네 마트 바지기 때나 다가 다나 진행 안 되고 이제 너무 다 돼야요 말이야. 근데 내가 일단 선생님도 등에도 고히고야 가르대서 선생님 땡부지 딱이 땅부 건너 공자라 봐도 좀 마마마마도 다 율바 땡부지 내 token 저거 그래.
So the stages of the practicing, you know, perfecting the stages of the meditations as we went through this ninth stage of the mental development. It's very, very important because when we talk about meditations, one must, you know, be able to meditate single-pointedly, single-pointedness. One wants to, you know, maintain the single-pointedness of one's own meditations. It is through the meditating, through the development of meditation, one then transforms one's mind. You know, transcend one's mind from, you know, positive, negative to positive. The transformation of minds, or the transition of one's mind, take place through meditations. So therefore, it is important to, you know the stages of the meditations. So without, you know, going through those stages of understanding the stages of the meditations, it is not possible for us to actually meditate upon emptiness. Even though you may have an understanding of what is meant by emptiness, but you will not be able to, meditate on the emptiness for the longer period of time, and the sustained period of time. You cannot sustain your meditation on emptiness. Similarly, if you are unable to, you have not familiar yourself with what is meant by meditation, then you will not be able to meditate on those Dejimitas or Chudu, which means the four noble truths and the 16 attributes of the four noble truths as well. So therefore, it is very important to understand the stages of the meditations. So all of those stages that we talked about today are contingent upon one another. It's all as a, you know, it is all the process of this meditation, the stages of meditation, all the cause and effect. And you know, one becomes cause, and that leads to this effect, and so on and so forth.
Lead Melunaji Lembala, and Gig, Shahama de Gilisagri, and those are Pamalaji, and the Pamagi Kundon Mahina, saying you don't a demon in your all Tanton, but the Nayungu, Mari. And the Pamagatia, Mana Saya, Tuya, Kuya, Kanga, Jinamaji, and to go to Bandi to Mari Saya, Tuya, Kanga, the Chitin Guru. The other Saya, Tuya, Kanga, the Pesha, Tin, Nice of the Tejo, Mana Pesha, Yuni, Najimina. Kaya maro, then they eat and then sat to a drinking little thing with Maganga. Oh, there's a combari, dressari, saya, tunya, motari, then if Javada in Dogina, Kumba Pendendo to Yomari, not on Dogri, not the Glazonia, the Gizom, not the Makina, and another not in Dokadagamara, then that is when the king on the patient designs the Mai Pajigi. Kunados here, the Jagando to give a patch into Togu, Kunados of Makin and other than Drayo Maro. What the name is that the Anzu Peshat in Drayo Dijo Mari, things and the Kanga, the Tengu goodies, Tengu goodies, Nogoshi, the Mamma Tendi in Beijre. Ye Kandaji in the Mel Tengu goodies, and then it's at the end again the connection with Dagu goodies. Again, ᱛᱮᱱᱟ ᱨᱟᱝᱜᱤ ᱡᱤ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱯᱚᱡᱚᱱ ᱨᱟᱵᱚ ᱛᱮᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱱᱫᱨ ᱠᱚᱨᱮᱱ ᱪᱟ ᱦᱤᱵᱩ ᱤᱪᱮᱡᱤ ᱜᱟ ᱪᱤᱝ ᱤᱥᱟᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱡᱤ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱦᱮᱸᱫ ᱛᱮ ᱢᱮᱥ ᱟᱴᱤᱢ ᱥᱮᱡᱤᱱ ᱪᱷᱟᱱᱟ ᱪᱤᱱ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱫᱮᱞᱮ ᱢᱮᱱᱟ ᱪᱟ ᱦᱟᱢᱟᱞ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱜᱟᱱᱫᱨ ᱢᱮᱜᱤ ᱪᱟᱞ ᱛᱷᱚᱢᱟ ᱭᱚᱢᱟᱨᱤ ᱛᱷᱚᱢᱟ ᱢᱮᱱ ᱫᱚ ᱚᱫᱚ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱨᱮ ᱥᱮ ᱨᱚᱣᱟᱨᱤ ᱴᱩ ᱵᱚ ᱠᱟᱨᱚ 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 ᱪᱤᱱ ᱨᱚᱣᱟᱨᱤ ᱴᱩ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱮᱣᱟ ᱭᱮᱫᱟ ᱛᱤᱱ ᱨᱚ ᱦᱟ ᱢᱮ ᱦᱟᱢᱟ ᱥᱚ ᱠᱤ ᱠᱟᱨᱚ ᱱᱤ ᱞᱤᱱᱟ ᱠᱤ ᱱᱟ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱤ ᱪᱩᱝ ᱜᱩᱨᱤ ᱢᱟ ᱛᱚ ᱥᱮ ᱠᱚ ᱱᱚ ᱛᱮᱜᱟ ᱫᱟ ᱡᱩ ᱡᱩ ᱩᱱᱡᱩ ᱢᱟᱨ ᱛᱤᱱ ᱱᱮ ᱤᱧ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱮ ᱥᱮ ᱪᱮᱱ ᱛᱟᱝ ᱡᱤ ᱢᱟᱭᱤᱱ ᱵᱟᱭ ᱠᱤ ᱜᱩᱫᱟ ᱱᱟ ᱛᱤᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱤᱱ ᱱᱮ ᱤᱧ ᱡᱤ ᱫᱮ ᱛᱟᱱᱫᱟ ᱜᱟᱱ ᱨᱤ ᱠᱤ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱠᱤ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱠᱚ ᱫᱚ ᱢᱟ ᱠᱤ ᱛᱚᱱᱫᱟ ᱤᱧ ᱥᱟ ᱫᱤ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱡᱩ ᱨᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱞᱚ ᱯᱟ ᱠᱚ ᱱᱮ ᱪᱤᱢ ᱵᱚ ᱴᱮᱝ ᱜᱩ ᱨᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱡᱟᱝ ᱡᱩ ᱜᱮ ᱥᱮ ᱡᱟ ᱫᱟ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱟ ᱯᱟ ᱡᱮ ᱛᱤᱱ ᱚ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱱᱟᱱ ᱨᱮ ᱱᱚ ᱜᱩᱨᱤ
Just as we talked about how the stages of the meditations are dependent one after another, one another, to perfect those the ninth stage, the mental stage of the meditations. So all of these are perfected by means of depending upon each other. So now, one try to then, relate this to other phenomena. Not only the one stages of the meditations are a contingent upon each other, but also entire phenomena are dependent upon each other, the very existence of the dependent upon each other. And this will then enables you to, the loosen the grip of grasping itself, or grasping of in other words, self-cherishing mind. Because from the beginningless time to up until now, our mind is very much, empowered by this class, self-cherishing mind, self-cherishing thoughts and emotions, which lead us to see everything exists independently. The existence is very independent and autonomous, without depending upon any other factors. But if you were to look at very carefully, take a simple example of oneself as a being human being, and the very cause of being oneself as a human being to be able to obtain this favorable human rebirth is derived through one's previous, deeds, and one's previous virtuous deed. And not only that, in order for us to be alive right now, and we again dependent upon our own parents, they nurtured us, and our mothers gives us a birth, and having given a birth by one's mother, then she nurtured us. And this is how we have sustained our life, and we're still alive. And similarly, everything that exists, there's no such existence, again, a single phenomena, identity that can be identified as the true exist has a true existence and exists by the virtue of its own side. There's no such existence that we could find if we go through the analysis. So sometimes we may claim that I have everything that I can do. When you say that, you're looking obviously, you're seeing yourself as such an independent person, that I have money that I can buy food, I have money that I can go wherever I want to. But if you go through the critical analysis, your money will not take you to the destination where you want to go. You need something to rely upon. Either you need a car or you need an aeroplane. For instance, if someone who would like to go to India and having money is not adequate condition to go to India, you need an aeroplane. And then again, thinking about aeroplane, there are how many individuals have involved making these aeroplanes. So if you were to able to expand your mind, and you become a very, your mind becomes so broad, and you become broad-minded, and this will then, you know, enables you to understand how everything that exists are contingent upon each other. So then you will be able to understand, you will appreciate the teachings of what we call the dependent originations. So therefore, in the Buddhist classical text that we find, Nyuguchujin Denbumen Tende Inbichi, which means the sprout is, has no true existence because they are independently exist. Their very existence is dependent upon other factors. So our, so it was this, this will then take you to the further, you know, of looking at entire sentient beings. We are dependent upon entire sentient beings. And that enables you to recognize all sentient beings as being one's own mother. Thinking about one's own life, that the how many forms of life that we may have taken a river in our past life, in the previous life. And that there are six realms, and we haven't, it is sure that we have not taken beyond those six realms up until now. We have been trapped within those six realms. And even one form of those six realms, that, you know, and then how many times that we have taken within the one category of those six realms. So if you were to have, if one is able to reflect one's mind upon the one's previous lives and the existence of the six realms and so on and so forth, then one will then be able to envision, one will gain a conviction of the beginningless of your mind, your life. This will then be able to enables you to, you know, recognize entire sentient beings as one's own mother. So this is the essence of the teachings of the Buddha.
Oh, then tandina jin, tang anzu dan cheda ma yin no da yin zengi shu de yin na. Tang anzu kangal dubu ding kangka de chelu yin jin ba ma ri sen su su gu ju ju su su ri sen su su gu ju tuma ma ri ba sen yin su su rang wa rang su tu ba nda yin ni ba lo ji yo ri wo de tuma ma ri ba sen ri wo ta han ta ji ba de kwa ku ju ge du bu ga ge ru su su nga yin sam ku kan da sen zen su su zen tong da kan da sen zen ji ri sen na su su rang wa rang su tu ba ga le ten me gu khen ge rama jin zen ta du lu ani gen de pa gen de se da zo zen de yan zen de ne ma ge zen de ne de ten da ji ta kan ga zo gen thoma ma ri pa sen thoma ma ri pa ko na kan da ri sen na thoma ma ri pa da hi pa ji re ne ti gi a ju da
ni ke shu me wa a ni ke shu me ke na
a
ni ke shu me
ya ya thoma ma ri pa sen gen de ka ri re sen na Susu rang wa, rang su tu pa khen ni mi ji lo yirin, kui khen pa na khen susu a ri yis na ma ri yis. Na susu rang wa ma, rang su tu pa ma ri yis. Sa ya, tun ya, kun ya, kangan de met, kongpa de kangan de met jiri ten ni tun ni gu gu yirin ma chi, kun zin wa na khen de ma ri yis. Na kui kanda chan zengi ri yis, susu pe shan da jin na susu rang wa, rang su tu pa yin san zi kende khen di, te khen ya na susu rang wa ma ri, rang su tu ku ma ri yis. Susu nama ji kada sa ji mi ri sun di ya. Sudan dia tukar mana wa, oh tanda nak kurang wa, orang tu tuan jangan dia nak hingi, so so main bah topi lo, tanda tuan topi lo, so awak terus segiuri, tak siapa tu cipai kiki na, tanda ini tuan topi lo, dekai, so so kerja orang, orang tu tuan jangan topi lo, tanda nak main bah tu orang, tuan topi lo, dekai so so orang ni madu pa, orang tu madu pa ini jadi hingi tu yeri, thoma madu pa ke. Rang, rang tu tiba kui kian na kui itu yo mari, kui lo mepa di, kui mepa zuri yeri. Anak dunia tiba lo tu thoma mari pada mepa zuri tu na, anak angsu kual tiba tapa sangji sam do sece na tiga dua lo, dunia tiba kira tiga dua do lo, anak nyanjung ke samba ke senso na na, jono sen na nama sangji betul yeri, nyanjung ke samba sen na, anak kual tiba tu tapa tu ejo sun do tu kira. Anda cangkuk ke seng ke seng, so na, na sanji saja, tangji ke tangji tu, sanji tu ni tu berkeru dala, cangkuk ke seng, tu je so na, na rasa sanji tu gur. Oh, dosis, terma je, sangjiwa dina ji changchu gi sen ge ma zin na tun ti bi khiro de gil sangji tu gu mari wa de le ngi ju ng sam ba ma zin na khwa de bi thapa tu tu gu mari ani chon ru gu ma zin na ne chi re ge ma ri se ge ri jiao chung ru wa de de ji ta ta ri ten di yi san da ba ji jie na wa de de ren du tong da ba de
so so we speak about we spoke about you know the self-cherishing mind earlier. So one needs to then identify the self-cherishing mind as the real foe. Therefore, we find in that part, in the Buddhist classical text, it says, "Tani chidamin nangda," which means your enemy is not exists outside of yourself, but it's within you. So this... the inner enemy, the ultimate enemy, the inner enemy, he really refers to the Maripa again, which is ignorance, avidya. Because it is this enemy that confined us within this cyclic existence. And it is because of this enemy that refrained us from going beyond the cyclic existence. So now, and how this enemy, or the maripa, or the ignorance, that really binds us within the cyclic existence, is the way of, you know, looking at things in event. Because the maripa, or the ignorance, the way that ignorance apprehends apprehends the things in event in a distorted manner. And one's apprehension is a very erroneous, then one will not be able to go through the right path. This is the main cause, the root cause for us to repeatedly falling back to this, you know, cyclic existence within the existence of the cyclic existence or the samsara. With this, how it is distorted, in other words, how we could say this avidya or the ignorance is something that is erroneous. It's because this ignorance, the way the ignorance perceives things in event, it's as if the things in event exist by its way of its own side. By virtue of its own side, it has true existence, and it has intrinsic existence or intrinsic identity. That very, you know, apprehension of things has existence of you know, by way of its own identity, then enables you to develop the self-cherishing mind, or the self, you know, egoistic mind. This will then open the door for a arisal of all other negative thoughts and emotions. As long as you have this strong grasping at self or I, it really allows become an entrance for the arisal of all other mental, you know, negative thoughts and emotions. So why it is called erroneous is because the way this self-grasping or the way that ignorance perceives things, it's very mode of apprehension. In other words, the actual, you know, object of apprehension does not exist. It apprehends its own object, something that is non-existence. And we are kind of, our mind is totally brainwashed by those ignorance. Because the self-grasping mind or the ignorance, it apprehends things and events as if it has its own, it exists by the virtue of its own sight, its own right. But if you analyze carefully, if you are able to, you know, analyze carefully then such existence is no longer there. We will not find this kind of existence. So therefore, we call the object of apprehension of self-grasping mind is not exist. And up until now, from the beginning of this time until we are kind of grasping onto something that doesn't exist. In fact, we are looking at that as a something that has solid existence, it has intrinsic existence. That's where we're always on the wrong path. So therefore now, when we talked about, we always talk about the wisdom realizing emptiness and so on and so forth. It is through the cultivation of wisdom realizing emptiness or the generating the wisdom realizing emptiness, one then be able to cut the roots of, one then be able to, in other words, to negate or to refute the object of apprehension of self-grasping mind. So as you develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, then the grasping itself or the grasping at phenomena, this independent grasping as a phenomena will be diminished. Because those two mental factors, the object of apprehensions are contradictory. And the way they perceive things are totally contradictory. The more you develop the right side of the mind and the wrong side of the mind, the negative state of the mind will diminish gradually. So it is, this is the in the nature of how those, you know, opposing factor how those two mental states, when the two mental states apprehending on one object in a different way, you know, when you develop the valid, when you develop this wisdom that has a valid supporting, will then diminish the other, which is the grasping itself or the marikpa. So then this kind of practice, you know, one's understanding of non-intrinsic existence of the things in event is conjoined with the taking refuge in three jewels, then this will then become a Buddhist practice or the Dharma practice. And if one's practice is not only that it is conjoined with the practice of taking refuge in three jewels and your very, you know, understanding of non-existence of the intrinsic reality is then, and conditioned by this renunciations, then this will become a cause for liberations. Not only that, in the further, if you are able to then be conditioned your wisdom, where your understanding of emptiness is, you know, conditioned by this bodhicitta, which is the altruist intention to gain the state of enlightenment for all other sentient beings, then this will become a cause for, you know, gaining state of enlightenment. This is how we developed, you know, our, you know, how we can, you know, make a development of our spiritual realization. This is how we make our spiritual development from this, you know, stage by stage.
Tati, ta dani cheda mayo no da yin, ta tunga mari pa dege, no chek brada tari sone de method de lo chi dubo na yutia tera mi rongte mara, ene nang tunga mari pa, singa tanda ki india dege, chang hama ni ta ji pa tolo ngancho ni ala tong du ni kien ka kwe re ni kwe re, tunga mari pa nti. O yanji dani cheda mayo, no da re se kwe tena, chek nang da ge, check dagger down taking one, knock down the zero and zero jar of Tomam and Tanday and the Najin no more cream about the Maton Dandogan. No day, yes, him. And the need that Tomamaripa, the members is the goes not to need to be hero in Tony Tay to Gumbalama, the day, yes. Tony Tay to don't call the Tomamaripa and Soso Nine Hamjan, I hint the mind, but talking here. But the Tony is the Christian like your Marie Tumbaris and Tomamaripa. Tony to below the Kiana like a unity. You the wrong in the Maduba Ransom, I took it. You are not he now, you can never know, not he there could don't do it. And could load it. You the temple in each other, and could damn bad about the curious and the cook who he and then under quality of Tabatonus, Sanji, Dagin Rose, then draw, take it off. But then they can't use anything in some word, and that gin drug that then you should have been suddenly over here to win.
So it is, one must always look at this, the ignorance, as one's own ultimate enemy. And it was the real foe, which is the inner foe that we talked about earlier. Because it is because of this ignorance that confined us within this cyclic existence from one life to another without interruptions. Whereas the external enemies, he or she may be animal, an enemy in the you know the first part of your life, or he or she may become a your friend in the later part of your life. And even if such external enemy who can remain enemy for your entire life, but he or she may have been your parents in your past life. So therefore, this is the reason why we are talking about this ignorance is the ultimate, you know, foe. It's the ultimate enemy for oneself. It always, you know, let us take a rebirth within the secular existence. And its function, the very function, is to bring about suffering. So therefore, one must recognize this as an ultimate enemy. So then, to oppose this, you know, this ignorance, again, we talked about earlier, it's wisdom realizing emptiness. Wisdom realizing emptiness is the opposing factor of this ignorance. When the wisdom realizing emptiness understands things and event, does not have an intrinsic existence, or it doesn't exist by virtue of its own sight, in and of itself, then that very mind that understands things in this way is said to be understanding the emptiness. Because the wisdom, but this ignorance that we talked earlier, that ignorance grasps onto this things and event as if it has solid existence. It has a very, you know, independent existence. Whereas the wisdom realizing emptiness, it sees everything that exists devoid of independent existence. So these two mental factors are actually opposing directly. It opposes each other very directly. So it is through this development of wisdom realizing emptiness, one will then able to uproot this ignorance, which is the cause of all this arisal of all the delusions.
Should I say, don't wait, don't wait. Jedara